Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
This Shabbos will be zeicher to achieve daraisa to perform our mitzvah daraisa of remembering the pasuk in Kiseitse. We're going to do the mitzvah daraisa of Kriyas Parsha Zachar. We're going to read the Parsha Zachar as a kiyum of Zachar is asher asa l'cha Amalek. Remembering what Amalek did to us, b'derech on the road, b'tzeischem in Mitzrayim. When we left Mitzrayim, what Amalek did, they shakarcha b'derech. I'm going to read these psukim at the end of Parshas Kiseitse. And as a kiyum of our mitzvah daraisatak of Zachar, that's what we're going to do. What's a pella, and I have thoughts, I want to more share the kasha then give the particular teretz. I'm almost tempted of it to say the kasha and leave it. And I was so thankful. It's interesting with our own children. I've asked this question in my house before. I was happy that today I got a call from my precious son from Eretz Yisrael. And he asked me this kasha. He was like, bothered. Couldn't even mention. I know growing up we heard this guy. I don't remember. It doesn't matter to me if he mentioned that we were bothered by the kasha in the home. I'm just happy that he was bothered by the kasha. We get caught up in whose kasha. Every kasha is only important that it becomes our kasha. You speak a shir out, you can ask the kasha from the Rashba, the Ritva. The shir only continues if people are bothered by the kasha. At the point that there's anger in the room, frustration, lack of clarity, so then you can move to terutzim. So really I should ask this kasha and say goodnight to the chevra. I'd like to share some thoughts, but the question, we're about to do a mitzvah d'araisa to remember what Amalek did to us. All of us know that there's an issur d'araisa of nekama. Now nekama is very limited when it applies. The Gemara says it's only b'mamayin. Nekama is a very specific case. So I'm not asking that getting back Amalek's nekama, it's not. Nekama is only b'mamayin. You have to be ma'ayin in the sugyas. If somebody doesn't lend you money, there's an issur d'araisa to in turn not lend them back. It's b'mamayin, it's nekama. That the Gemara teaches us. But what I want to ask is, the Chinuch says that what's the reason for the Isser Nekama? Is to train ourselves that the difficulties we encounter are not from that person. If he didn't lend us his snowblower and therefore we had a shovel, the scenario of the Isser D'araisa of Nekama is you knock on your neighbor's door, you say you see him using his snowblower. It seems like I'm very busy with snowblowers. I guess we had a little snow this week, like 2 weeks in a row. I'm all busy with snowblowers a couple of weeks in a row. But Lemaise, if your neighbor, you ask your neighbor, can I borrow your snowblower? So I'm really sorry, it's an expensive machine, I don't lend it out. His snowblower then breaks, and the next snowstorm he comes, knocks on your door, and sheepishly says, can I borrow your shovel? And there's an Isser D'araisa if you say no, you have recollections of all the back-breaking work, because he didn't lend you his snowblower. There's an Isser D'araisa to say no, that's the Isser Nekama. And the Chinuch explains that the reason for the Isser Nekama is you ended up shoveling difficult work because he said no about lending the snowblower. Says the Chinuch, in order to ingrain in our hearts that difficulties we encounter are not from him, it's the Rabbanu Shalom Gzeiris Hashem. So that Hashem made an Isser Nekama. So we learn and ingrain in ourselves, it's not about what he did to us. It's this Gzeiris Hashem, it's not about what he did to us. It's interesting. A relative of mine called me up that they're having nightmares. A younger relative that they're having nightmares. And they were handling, somebody told them that Yemach Shemoy was a Shin Dalad. Every kid, I think, in every school, like things like that circulate. And Yemach Shemoy, the Russia, he never was seen without his sacks, and he's a Shin Dalad. Yemach Shemoy is a Shin Dalad. It's amazing, Rav Shraga Feivel, that the same nonsense circulates like... That's like when we were kids, Vaish. It's still circulating, the nonsense. Amazing. So this person called me up, like, very shaken. Mandy, it's gone around every, right? Five towns, Lakewood, New York. Does it go in our schools when you feel this? I'm now bringing it here, I feel barely. Okay. Rav Avi, this is heavier. Brooklyn, is any place that this... No go? Yeah, I think we've all heard it. Maybe the kids here, maybe I shouldn't say it. I apologize. Lemaisa, this person, this youngster was having nightmares. And I was thinking to myself, like, what was the nightmare? Like, what were they handling? What are they busy with? What were they busy with? What's the handle, Ray? And I hacked. I really think that the nightmare is we want to have somebody, we want the rush, we want the villain. It's a nightmare to take away the villain. Let's say the villain was an Ines, was crazy, was a Shindalim. They're grappling with this. Is there a villain I can want to hate and despise? Is there a villain there? That's what they're handling. Yetzimaskim, they're handling, is the villain a villain? We need the villain to be a villain. That's what they were handling. And the Isser of Nekama is to learn that Hashem is working with us, and Hashem, there's a reason Hashem is working with us and bringing us places. That's the Isser of Nekama, the Chinuch says. And Menachem, the kasha I have, the plea is all of a sudden you have a mitzvah d'oraisa. Remember what Amalek did. Such a chiddush. Remember, don't ever forget Menachem and Shul. We're going to hear the Kriyas HaTorah, and we're going to hear what Amalek did to us. Remember what Amalek did to us. It's so out of sync with the way typically we behave. We have an Isser Nekama, because we don't think about the perpetrator. We're not interested. They're crazy, they're not, they're an Oynes, they're Rishon. We say they're Rishon, but that's not what we're busy with. We're busy with our own Sugya. We don't get busy with who done it, why we get busy. It's amazing. We were in Mitzrayim. There's no mitzvah in the Torah to hate the Mitzrayim. In matter of fact, by Mitzrayim, this is Stamapella, it says, L'shasav Mitzri, don't hate him. You lived in his country. That always amazed me. Don't hate the Mitzri. There's even an Isser not to hate the Mitzri. Where's the command? Hate that Mitzri. Don't ever forget what they did. We're not busy with the Mitzri or the Babylonian. We're not busy with the Greeks. We're not busy. On Chanukah, we remember the miracles that happened to us. There's no like miracle of Chanukah. Remember the Greeks and don't ever forget what they did to you. That's not what we think about. We think about Alanisim, Alaflois, about our Yeshuas, about our journey. That's what we're busy with. And comes one Chag, remember what Amalek did. Remember, don't ever forget. Zachar says, "Asal Amalek." Don't forget what they did. To the point, "Baniach Hashem lekech lecha mikol oivecha misav haaretz," that Hashem gave you nach l'risha. Timcha zeicha Amalek nachshman loyteshkach. So such a chiddush nifla. And my kasha is, what's the reason? I was so happy that my son called me today with this kasha, that he was bothered by this kasha. I told him that it's actually a medrash. I've studied with some of the chevra here. We've studied. I haven't told you this medrash of Moshe Chaim, a remarkable medrash. In shul, we once said over this medrash. The medrash says that when Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, remember what Amalek did. Listen to this cryptic, gorgeous medrash. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael the mitzvah d'oraisa, Zachar es asher asal chamalek. Moshe Rabbeinu taught us the mitzvah. You know what Klal Yisrael responded to Moshe Rabbeinu? Remember what Amalek did? We have a mitzvah d'oraisa, Zachar es yom haShabbos l'kadshei. Remember Shabbos. Cryptic medrash. Moshe says, remember what Amalek? Klal Yisrael responds, we have to remember Shabbos Kodesh. Responds Moshe Rabbeinu, you're capable of both. We had a problem, so many things to memorize. Sometimes it feels like that for us, like we feel brain overload. Here, what's the Hava Amina? Remember Amalek, remember Shabbos, Tach B'Seder. Klal Yisrael says, we can't. How do you tell us to remember Amalek? You said remember Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu responds, remember both. Of course, what Klal Yisrael was saying to Moshe is they were asking my son Moshe's kasha. They were asking this kasha. He said, remember what Amalek did? And they said, what? They were shocked. Klal Yisrael, they got their mitzvah. Ask Moshe Kalish, his kasha. They asked Moshe Rabbeinu. They said, remember what Amalek did? We're Shabbos people. Shabbos is we live with the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Remember what Amalek did? Like, they looked at Moshe, like literally, like he's asking, remember what Amalek did? Yidden, hey, look at Yidden. Remember Shabbos Kodesh. I remember speaking to the Chevra during COVID. There was a segment of the population that was rioting and struggling with their own history. Baruch Hashem, there's no place for racism in the Torah, zero. And it's a Mishnah to give kavod chas v'shalom, any type of person, to deal with anything but respect is absurd. A person, a bria, a human being, even Adam, shenivra b'tzelem, a human being is chaviv and chas v'shalom for racism, chas v'shalom. I had a tremendous appreciation a while ago, a visiting speaker in yeshiva spoke with some racism, and Bachram were very upset. Guys were hurt. I was very impressed with the Yid. He sent back a video apologizing that it was off color and not Tyredic. So I don't know how he knew. So he got wind that Bachram were upset. He sent back a video to the Bachram that he was wrong, that he's mischar. He said like a racist joke, chas v'shalom. It's not Tyredic, it's a Mishnah. It's nothing shechaviven or adam shenivra b'tzelem. And there were people that were rioting and they were frustrated with their past. They want apologies on their past. And I take this thing like hit me. I'm just seeing people that are bizarre, and there's something they're upset by. And the cynical person says that was 100 years ago. That's the silliest thing I've ever heard. 100 years ago in history is 5 minutes ago. A Zaydah went through Yisurim. Today, what we know, intergenerational trauma. That's 5 minutes ago. The Zaydah gave it to his. You could see in kids. You could literally see in kids, even a kid didn't suffer trauma, he'll have the behaviors of a trauma victim. If his dad suffers trauma, that's Dvarim Pshutim. That's Dvarim Pshutim. That's literally Pashut. Intergenerational, people don't heal and don't get cured, so it goes to the family. A Zayd feels a certain way, gives it to his son, who gives it to his grandson. There was a lot of unrest. And I just thought that the one people that they can speak to are the Jewish nation. We've been through a lot, and a few minutes ago, a lot. And yet we don't wait for people to apologize. The very essence of our nation is we're not busy with who done it, with getting back. We're not busy with that. We're busy with our own story. We're not busy, involved, who did it, what happened. It's about what happened, it's not about the perpetrator. I shared with the Chevra, the Taisvis in Kedushin, that precious Taisvis in Kedushin, remarkable Taisvis. The Gemara says a story with Dama ben Asina. There are two stories. Everybody knows the story. He didn't wake up his dad. For some reason, the other story is less popular. I'm nishtoymet from the other story. The second story of Dama ben Asina is his mother had disgraced him in public. He was sitting ben Chashuvei Raimi. He was sitting there and he had very nice clothing. His mother ripped his garment, spit at him. His mother was mevayishim, and he didn't say anything back to his mother. The Gemara speaks about the madrega of kibud eim of Dama ben Asina. Says Taisvis, b'medrash yesh, there exists a medrash that Dama ben Asina's mother was crazy. She was a shaita, she wasn't normal. So why Taisvis says it, you need to be ma'ayin well. What's Taisvis bavarning? Why did Taisvis say the mother's a shaita? What's he bavarning? You could taina that Akasha, why didn't Dama ben Asina stop his mother? Why didn't he yell at her and scream at her? You have to be ma'ayin what Taisvis is coming to address. Taisvis is not the habit just to quote Midrashim. But he quotes a Medrash that the mother was crazy. I'm not speaking pshat why Taisvis brings that Medrash. But I am saying that I learned that Medrash, so my first thought in the Gemara is, okay, so I'm not so impressed anymore. I hear Azam Maisa, Dama Ben Asinas, Kibbut of his mama, she was Mivayish and Barabim, and he didn't say anything bad. I'm Nishtaimim. Then I hear she was a Meshugana. Okay, I'm not so impressed anymore. She was crazy. I'm not so, doesn't it take away the story? She was a shaita, beside there. You say it's still instinctive to say back, I'm not as impressed. But I want to say, Rabbi Say, that the eights of how somebody could be big in the face of such a busha is that you don't focus who done it. It's the wrong story who did it. If you know people's lives, in their own anger at some family or somebody who hurt them, the first emotion is to be angry at the one who hurt us, and that's an inbounds thing. Somebody hurt us, we're mad at them. But always deeper than anger, anger is a secondary emotion. Deeper than anger is hurt. Angry, the bad guy, deeper than the anger is what happened to you. I'm angry at you means people think they're being vulnerable. Four friends that always hang together and three go eat out and they leave one guy and he doesn't eat out with them. So the three friends ate out and they left him out. So a guy thinks he's being an honest fellow and he shares this friend. I am so mad at you, you left me out. I'm so mad at you. So he feels, look, the Rambam says, hachech, tachech, don't hide an emotion. So he keeps the darais, he tells his friends how mad he is. It's a big fake, Menachem. Because it's true you're mad at your friends. They left you out. They went to eat out and you didn't go. But deeper than the anger at them, that's not the full truth. We love being I'm vulnerable. I'm telling you how bad you are. You're such a mean guy. You're horrible. That's not vulnerable to say how mean you are. The real story is I was hurt. I felt left out. I feel lonely. I don't feel cared for. The story is what happens in me. It's not what you did. You might have been an Ines. The vulnerability and the deep and the truest story is what happened to me. Dama ben Asin is Michael, his mother, because it's not about his mom. B'medrash yeh, she's a shaita. By the way, anything we go through, understand, maybe the person's a shaita. We don't know. Somebody could have a nightmare that the most evil person is a shindalud. So now what? So you take away my right, at least somebody I can like want to wring his neck and kill him and be mad. But b'medrash yeh, she was a shaita. So now what? So the Teretz says the story is it's very difficult to go through something. From that place you heal. From that place you grow. From that place you process. It's your story. It's not about the other person. So b'medrash yeh, she was a shaita. So Rabbi Yisai, knowing all this, the Isser Nekama, and Klal Yisrael says we have Shabbos Kodesh, what's the answer to Klal Yisrael's question? What in the world comes this Shabbos, and we have a mitzvah d'oraisa, remember what Amalek did? It doesn't say, remember what happened to you. It does say, Ma'asha'es asha'asa l'cha Amalek. It says what Amalek did to you. But then you have a mitzvah. We have a mitzvah, all of us. Kimcha zeicher Amalek. Go fight them. Wipe out Amalek. What a chiddush nifla. Since when are we busy? Now there are times we have the Zayin Amim and we're supposed to capture. There are times of Melchamas Mitzvahs. There are times we have to capture. The focus here on what was done to us, Eshar Asa L'cha Amalek, what Amalek did to you, is a chiddush. Certainly from Hilchus Nekama, certainly from remembering Shabbos Kodesh, certainly the pashtus of our nation that's been attacked many times and we're not busy with them, we're busy with us and our sugya. It seems like a chiddush. Gavriel, what do you hold of this kasha? Stark, no? I don't want, it's funny, I'm very comfortable ending now. If anybody likes, sometimes, it's funny, yeshiva, sometimes you're in the middle of a schmooze or a middle, you ask the cash that you're waiting to say the teretz, and the guy leaves, you're like, ugh. It's dangerous, Pasha, I don't want to produce apikarsim, like I had a good attack on something, I'm going to say a teretz, I'm going to defend Rashi, the teretz, he leaves after he has to bomb cash on Rashi, like, stay around, Rashi's right, like, don't, you want to run after him. Here, I wouldn't mind anybody would feel they have to go to their mishpachas. I really want the kashim, because we're all going to perform our mitzvah d'oraisa, And it's worthy of thought, such an interesting mitzvah, b'davka to remember what Amalek did to us. And it does seem a yotzei min haklal. Many, if our kids asked us, you know, there were a lot of Amaleks. Amaleks, are they the first? Yeah, they're such a lushin. They're racist. They're such a lushin. Certainly at the formation of our ummah, they were the first. But they were the first in a long line. So you remember like the initial bully. It's interesting. I don't want to talk about the sugya bullying. It's a sugya. But if somebody's kid, it's not to make kali, if somebody's child goes through bullying, Shrek. But I think any intelligent parent is less busy with what am I going to do to those bullies and those bullies who hurt my... The story is not about the bully who hurt your son. The bully is the kid in the class. The story is about your son. Where is his confidence? Why is he a victim of bullying? The story is a story of our son, not the bully. It's not a story about the bully. So what's happening here? Remember what Amalek did. The kasha l'chayr is a strong kasha. I'm claiming that's the Medrash's kasha that remembers Shabbos. So that's the kasha I want to ask. Perhaps, and other years, we've said other terutzim. We've studied other things on this kasha. The kasha is important to me. We have a mitzvah daraisa. Of course, Hashem wants us to be mispaining our mitzvah. He gives us a mitzvah and He wants us to be mispaining. And I'm going to say a teretz that I hope won't be too satisfactory to the chevra. Because I want us to be mispaining. We have time till we perform our mitzvah. We have more than 24 hours. So let's be mispaining. I want to say to the chevra one point is that Amalek's attack is not an attack on us. Amalek doesn't look to attack us, and the Torah speaks it out in the Psukim. V'layare Elokim. They didn't fear God. And Amalek's attack on Klal Yisrael is their attack, and it's a milchama against Hashem, ki yad al keis ka. There's an attack on the throne of Hashem. The Shmai Shakash Baruch was not Shalim. They don't want that Hashem as a dira b'tachtonim. On this world, there's no connection to God. Amalek doesn't want as a connection to Hashem on this world. I read to the Chevra what Yimach Shemai wrote in his book, and he wrote, we are barbaric, us Germans are barbaric, and we hold it's a virtue, we hold it's good. Be wild and crazy and dominant, we hold it's a virtue. He said that there's one people that gives a guilty conscience to the world, the Jew. He says specifically their mitzvah of Mila. The Gra said that Germany's Amalek. And this Yimach Shemai said that the specific mitzvah I don't like is Bris Mila. Vayazanev. Makazanev. Chazal, he attacked. Amalek attacks Bris Mila. And this Yimach Shemai said that the specific mitzvah I can't stand is Bris Mila, because they make the world guilty as if you could be godly here, as if God's rules and you can connect to God. And he said the main fight is us against the Jew. He said there are many armies on the battlefield. Let's be honest, the real fight is us and the Yid. That's what Yimach Shemai said. And he attacked Bris Mila. The attack is an attack on God. And they attack our ummah, because our ummah is the nation of Hashem. And a light onto the nation, we're the nation who have a Bris Mila, who announce to the world, to each other and to the world, of the possibility of having a connection on this earth to Hashem. Thus causing barbarism and all people who live hefker tremendous guilt, because a person could be godly and elevated and eternal and things can matter. And that's the attack on the Yid. They weren't thinking about us. They were attacking Hashem. V'layare Elokim. Many other people attacked us, but were fighting us. And as such, there's no mitzvah to remember what they did to us. Mitzrayim was attacking an ummah. It's open psukim. There was a nation. He said, they'll overwhelm us and they'll join our enemies. It was an attack on the Jewish people, Amalek, Mitzrayim. And as such, there's no pasuk ever. Remember what Mitzrayim did. We're not thinking about the Egyptians. We're not thinking about the Egyptians. There's the famous story, and the story was said in this Beis Medrash. Chaim Knievsky's son-in-law spoke from this Bima right here. And he said over the story of the Avram Ger. Avram ben Avram, the Ger Tzedek. And before he died, I don't remember if he said this part of the story. He said the story of Avram ben Avram, a lot of aspects of the story. I don't remember if he said this part of the story. But before he died, the executioner told him that I'm scared to kill. He saw how holy he was. He sang songs. He said, Brachas to Hashem. He was Nishtoimim. And he said, I'm afraid to kill you in the world to come. You're gonna pulverize me. He said, I'm scared of you. So he told Avram ben Avram. And he gave him a mashal right before he died. He gave him a mashal. He told the executioner. He said to him, he said a mashal of two guys who are fighting youth. They're like their rivals in youth. And they have like the typical, they're fighting over the Lego pieces. Years later, one becomes the melech. And the other guy like comes and cowers and is like embarrassed and says, I'm so afraid of you because when we were little, I stole your Lego piece. And the king says, of course, I'm not thinking about the fight when we were little kids and you stole my Lego piece. I'm running a country. I'm not thinking. That's frivolous. I'm not thinking about that. I don't care that you stole a Lego piece from me when we were 3 years old. And that's what Avram ben Avram told the executioner. I said, I'm not thinking about you. It's not a story about the perpetrator. I'm thinking about me and Hashem and Hashkocha. You're not part of this. You're not like I'm sitting, my big dream is I'm not thinking about you. Now there's something called Nekama. Often it's Niknas Hashem. There is something called Nekama. But he said there, I'm not thinking about you. And the typical Mitzrayim attacks us. And we're not busy with the Mitzrayim. We're just not. We talk about our Shibud Mitzrayim and our Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Egyptians are left out. Lo Sasav Mitzri. Don't hate a Mitzri. We're not thinking about the Mitzri. Comes here and God was attacked. And we're all about Hashem. Hashem's attacked forever. We're mitzvah. Don't ever forget what Amalek did. They attacked Hashem. The attack on our nation and our people was an attack on Hashem. We are the Am Hashem. And the ones who announce to each other and to the entire world the existence of Hashem on this earth. The possibility of a connection, the relevance, the adira b'tachtainim, that right here, one can connect to Hashem, one could be Mekayim Mitzvahs. We have an ois on our body of our connection to God. An attack of Hashem, an attack on us, we're not busy with the perpetrator. An attack on us, so we're not busy with the perpetrator. We're about our story. An attack on Hashem is our story. We're the loyalists to Hashem. We'll never forget a nation that attacked Hashem. Never. That's our story. We're the people who defend. We're the people who have an announcement. An attack on Hashem is something that will remember the attackers who were there for the purpose of saying that we'll never forget. And that will attack and stand up. That's our essence. We will stand up to the existence of Hashem, to the Shaykhs, to a connection to Hashem. And to eradicate those that are whole Metzias is to deny Hashem's presence here. We will remember and we will focus and attack back. That's what I want to say. An attack on us, so we don't think about the perpetrator. An attack on Hashem. It's interesting. The Rabbanu Shem, we daven for Nekama. And there's something called Nekama. And we daven to Hashem. Hashem, we ask Hashem to be Naikin. Avinu Malkeinu Nekoim Leinenu. Hashem be Naikin. It's interesting that we don't say, let us be Naikin. We ask Hashem, Avinu Malkeinu, please, Leinenu, let us experience it. Hashem, come on them. Hashem is thinking about us. So Hashem, you attack my people, who be Naikin? And on Amalekim, we do the Nekama. On everybody else, Hashem, you start up with my people, and Hashem jumps in. We ask Hashem, let us see when you're Naikim, our Nekama. On Amalek's an attack on Hashem. We don't sit there just praying, Hashem, let us see the Nekama. We want to do the Nekama. It was an attack on Hashem. That perhaps is why Amalek is different. I wanted to mention to the Chevra that the Chag of Purim is a tremendous dagesh on Achdus, the mitzvah of Shalach Manas, that gorgeous mitzvah. It's precious. The mitzvah of Shalach Manas, stunning. Is there a more beautiful moment of the year than Yidden out there going out and giving Shalach Manas? I have to ask the Mechila. Every year, my wife and I, Claire, I want to sit with the whole Chevra, and a Rav may be supposed to be home. supposed to be home, and each person, because I want to do a l'chaim with everybody here and sit down, and I want to eat certainly potato kugel with everybody. And every year I declare, every year, maybe I should sit home, but every year I come out that I need to go out there, I need to go around. I need to go. There's no nicer thing than people going around with their families, door to door, giving, coming, sharing. There's nothing, it's stunning. It's stunning. Getting out there, bringing, giving, the Shalach Banas, the Achdus of Yisrael, Amalek. But there's something to going out and being out on the streets with everybody and seeing the mass of people giving. You have to be part of it. He said in lieu of coming. Good Yitzchak. The Kitzur HaDvarim is that I want to explain, Rabbi Yisrael. Amalek, and the Gra says that Amalek is against Achdus. If we as Amalek, that's Achdus. Understand the unity that's our unity is because with the Am Hashem, the shared identity, the shared mitzvahs of the Am Hashem. Amalek's against Achdus because they hate the Nekuda that's Mas'achet, that's Ma'achet us. What unifies us is with the Banim Lashem. They don't want Banim Lashem. The Achdus they're against is stop with this Banim Lashem. You're a person, you're all unique people. Stop with this unity of Banim Lashem. God's children, knock it off. That's Amalek against the Achdus. And our Achdus is the Akara, that each person is a Ben Hashem, is part of an Ummah, the Am Hashem. And as such, Shalach Manas, Matanas of Yahim, I want to say, it gets me nervous when people get too frustrated by Kriyas HaMegillah of the children and the children there. I hold it doesn't understand Purim, very dangerous. People get anxious. The kids make noise. Do you think Chazal didn't know that? Kriyas HaMegillah, the Minhag Yisrael, is Anashim Nashim Etaf. That's not by accident. Notice the noise and stay calm. Stop getting upset. Of course we want to do our mitzvah. You have to hear each ice. It's beautiful. We hear Rav Yankov Lenz with calmness. And we hear every ice. But the people get nervous. I have a tremendous kanas against that. And I want to explain, they don't understand, it was designed. You're getting upset. Like, you know, basically you're saying is the kid shouldn't be here, you don't understand. That it's supposed to be Anashim, Nashim, V'taf. The Minhag Yisrael wasn't unaware that if you have little kids that can get rowdy and they don't know exactly when to stop banging. It wasn't like that was lost on the misogym of this, you know. They knew that. And the Minhag Yisrael is the Achdus, Gans Klal Yisrael, every member. And we're not giving up on one. Amalek attacked Hanach Shalom Acharecha. They attacked the stragglers. Because precisely there, by the extras, shows the etzem value of a yid. Amalek doesn't mind you have a special yid, but there's no etzem value of a yid. You're not banim lashem in its atzmusa. They attack on achshalom acharecha. It's obvious that the chag of Purim, a yantiv of igud, everybody's there. So it's like people get so confused. Everybody's there. The kids are making noise. Relax, relax. Go hug each kid. Enjoy. It's Klal Yisrael. We're all together. Now, Beseder, we'll make sure each person will be Yaitza. The Balkar will be very careful to repeat the Pesuk. Gishmak, Gishmak. And we want to be Yaitza our mitzvah. Understand why it's Anashim, Nashim, V'taf. Everybody's supposed to be there. It's not an accident. They're all there. That loud kid who doesn't know, he's there. Now, Beseder, we want to do our mitzvah. Understand the beautiful matzah. There's a behalo and everybody's there. And there's a point to that. The whole fight against Amalek, Lech, Penais, Kala, Yehudim, everybody's there. It's just not, we have to study it before. Let's be Mefarsim, Rabbi say. At the Kriya of the Megillah, everybody will be there. The neighbor's little kid, that you shouldn't be there Shabbos morning. And Shabbos morning, if somebody brings them, tell the guy, he's not in the age to be in shul. But saying that, that's fine, I hear. And you understand that the Megillah, he is told to be there. Nashim anashim v'taf. So that's strange. Everybody there, this is such a bad idea. No, it's not a bad idea. Because everybody's wanted. Leich kenois kol ha-yehudim. Everybody's wanted in this. Because we're part of a precious ummah. In Uma, that's the Am Hashem, every member, and we don't give up on one. It's the Am Hashem, and that's specific to the Chag of Purim, and specific to the battle against Amalek, this war that we wage with Amalek. Amalek's attack on the Jewish nation is Lo Yorei Elikim. They don't want a Metzios of an Am Hashem, of the Banim Lashem, of a Yidu as a Bris Mila, an Ois on our body, of his closeness to Hashem. And when we gather to remember what Amalek did, we bring the whole Ummah, we come with the whole crowd. So, hey, it's noisy and loud. I love decorum. I don't like lack of decorum. It bothers me, lack of decorum. But say this, so we could figure out. I'd rather like decorum. I don't like lack of decorum. But understand what's happening. And the crowds by Kriyas HaMegillah, that certainly will work together. It's quiet and we can all hear and be Yitzah. But the Heilig HaMinig Yisrael to have the whole crowds there, that all our children come, you don't look at your neighbor, what do you bring this little kid for? You can't even sit through. No, his wife's supposed to come and his kid's supposed to come. What's everybody there for? It's very bedafka. We could work it out. We're very clever people. We could make it. We'll have a kriya for the men. The ladies will go much later. The minhag Yisrael was everybody came to the Megillah. That's always how it was. By kriya to Megillah, that's it. Your father's going to complain about the kids, then you have a shaila, you know. Kalish, you have to be tolerate that the kvetch also supposed to be. That's true. Good tidy. Yes, you're right. But I want to explain, like, it bothers me that there's a lack of Havana in the Minhag Yisroel. The Minhag Yisroel is the Achdus of Ganz Klal Yisroel, and we don't give up on one. That's specific to Purim, specific to the theme of Purim. And we look for the Ani and the thrown away one and pushed away. We bring him in. We bring him in, Purim. Leich Kenais Kol Yehudim, gather the entirety of the nation. There's a nation that's the Am Hashem. And this one, we fight the enemy, tooth and nail. You start up with God, we don't see this as a startup on ourselves. On ourselves, we won't be busy with you. We're not thinking about you. That's the mashal the Avram ben Avram gave. You start up and challenge Hashem. Our very essence is we announce Hashem existence. We're coming after you. We're coming after you. You announce no Hashem, we're coming in. And boy, will we come after you. And we're going to come with our entire families, by the way, after you. We're going to bring our wife, our children, all the children. And we're going to bang by Haman's Geshmak. The ganze mishpacha, the little kid, that keeps him interested. So the little kid comes and he bangs up and down. We need him in shul because we want him. We want him. We'll make sure all to be Yaitzel and Mahadran. All of us should be Zaycha Taka. That the mitzvah sayayim, the precious mitzvah, we should keep l'mahadrin. We should be zeicha the lessons of Achdus Yisrael, of the precious nation that's the Am Hashem, to be true to our mission as the Am Hashem, and to celebrate and appreciate and be ma'agid all the yidden.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.